This is Union Redskins Football, presented by Communication Federal Credit Union on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Namath back to pass, Joe looking, throwing, and it's completed on the first.
I am the key!
Down the left field line, is it enough?
And he wins his 200th career NASCAR victory.
The last shot Michael Jordan will ever take in the NBA.
5 seconds left in the game. Over. You believe it not? Oh, yes!
Terrific play in there, just swarmed Broken Arrow's quarterback, and it's Union's football.
3, 2, 1. Showtime.
A dominant force in Oklahoma high school football, Union is on a mission for yet another championship this season. Hear every moment live on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and always on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. Now, the voice of Union Redskins football, KRMG's Rick Corey.
Good evening and welcome to Mustang, Oklahoma, and here at Mustang Field, the home of the Broncos. This is the beginning of the second half of the Oklahoma 6A1 high school football schedule. I am Rick Corey, glad to be back and joined by Tom Stockton, and on the field, Zach Reynolds, who we introduced a couple of weeks ago, but we'll reintroduce tonight. Richard Johns is here as usual as well. At this place, Tom, it has been historically very difficult for Union to play and win.
Yes, it has, and you know, last year it was very difficult at home for us to beat them because of a lot of the different things they did, and of course they scored within 7 seconds of the opening kickoff.
Well, so difficult that actually Mustang won that game. Yes, you're approaching is Cooper Houchin. I will get to this teams and what they're wearing here in a moment. That kick is going to go from left to right into the end zone, and Mustang will start at their own 20-yard line. This field actually faces mostly north-south, so the sun has just gone down behind what is the second press box here. There are two. We're across the way on the east side in the old press box they left up. The Mustang group is over on the other side in the newer press box. Union will be going from left to right. They're in their black pants, their white jerseys, the black numbers and the red helmets. Mustang in their red jerseys, black pants, and black helmets. They will be operated by Tristan Russell, who has had himself a pretty good year, although this team offensively has not just blown it up. They do average over 400 yards a game. Russell will be in the shotgun. He'll have three receivers stacked to his left, one to the right, one running back just to his left. He's going to turn and run it himself. Tristan off the right side at the 20-yard line. He is grabbed and taken down right there. He got very little, maybe a yard. One of the first guys there was Shane Fields, and also another guy who's played so well, Demarion Thomas, was there. It'll be second down and about nine.
One of the things that Coach Fred told me about was that this quarterback is, I think he's only starting his second or third game of the year, but he's been a lot more consistent than the one they had.
Second and nine for Mustang. Handoff is going to go up the left side. That's going to go to Dominic Dunn, and he's going to go across the 25 to the 27-yard line. Dunn taken down, not before a pretty good gain in there, though. He did get himself all the way to about the 27, 28. They're going to go quickly and snap it on third and two. There's a handoff left side, and that's going to go for a first down. That ball was handed to Devin Martin, and he pushed forward. Now, there is a flag down.
He was able
to just get across the 30 to 31, and that will be a first down if that flag is not against Mustang. The official just signaled first down, but they still haven't let us know exactly who that's against, and Union's got a player down. You don't want to see that. That is, you know, that's one of your better players out there, and you don't want guys like that on the field. Anytime you see Matthias Roberson on the field, that's not a good thing. This will be against Mustang, and as quickly as they tried to snap it, my thought, Tom, is that there was probably a procedure, but they haven't told us yet.
Yeah, that's exactly what I heard. I saw one of the referees show the other one.
So they're trying to decide where the ball is going to be marked, and they're deciding now at about the 23-yard line, and it will be third down then in about seven. Just underway, Mustang going from right to left. They need the 30 for the first down. Tristan Russell in the shotgun, has the snap, straight back to throw, looking to his left. Now he's going to throw a screen to the left side. That ball is caught right away by Devin Martin, and Devin Martin is caught right away by Shane Fields. That's going to be a loss of three. It'll be fourth down and 10, and that's a terrific play by Shane Fields, who, Tom, has just been so solid all year.
Oh, he really has, and that's exactly how the Redskins needed to start out this game, and they played the second half very well against Owosso, and that's what they need to do to start this thing out today.
Chance Johnson will be back to kick. He'll be standing here at his own 5-yard line. Blake Posey is one of the guys back to return this kick. Johnson's got three guys in front of him, stacked, Union set. Union does their traditional stand, and as soon as they do, Mustang jumps, so this will go back 5 yards, and it's a good thing because the punt, well, it hit around the 43. It wasn't an awful kick, but now Johnson will have to kick from 5 yards further back. And I don't care, Tom, how many times you tell your kick team or your punt team, they're going to do that. You're still going to move the first time they do it.
Exactly.
And if you were still coaching us in sixth grade and we did that, you'd be yelling at us.
It was eighth grade.
Well, it was something like
that. But I never yelled.
I'm old. Oh, come on. Fourth down, we'll call it 15. Now all the way back at the 15-yard line, you know you go to AT Double Toothpicks for line.
Yeah.
There's the kick by Johnson, almost blocking a much better punt. This will drive him back around the 38-yard line. Fair catch called for by there by Posey, and it'll be first and 10 for the Redskins. That ball goes from the 15-yard line, all the way to Union's 42. We're looking at a 43-yard kick with no return. It'll be first and 10 Redskins now at their own 39-yard line. They will bring out Rovon Banks to begin with. He will be, Rovon's going to play running back.
Yeah.
It looks like it will be Grayson Tempest with Rovon kind of in a slot right there. There'll be three receivers, actually four, two short slot tight ends. Union first and 10 at their own 39, going left to right. Tempest is going to be in the shotgun. Now he sends Banks in motion. He's going to hand to Rovon around the right side. Rovon's got a blocker in front. It was forward across the 40 to around the 45-yard line. And he's pounding the turf as he got up, Tom, because I think he believes he had a little bit more room, and he did. Brotherton makes a tackle. But that's a good first down run of around six. We'll call it second and four.
Yeah, that's the Redskins, in talking to Fred, that's one of the things they wanted to establish is some first down yardage where they're not fighting against the chains all day.
And they've done that now at their own 45-yard line, second down and four. This time under center is Tempest. He's going to turn and hand left side. A.J. Green's got room. 45, 50, 45, 30. Off to the races. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. You won't catch number six.
No.
55 yards for A.J. Green. The Redskins lead 6-0.
And they could not have started off better. It's just a continuation of how hard and how well they played in the second half of their last game. And this is going to prove worthy, I believe.
Well, in a very unique year, you have an opportunity now to start the second half of your season, if you will, and you're only 0-1 in league play.
Right.
And you've still got a lot to play for, including home field advantage and however this playoffs will be shaped.
Oh.
Union running players on late here. There's still 20 on the play clock, so plenty of time. On to kick the extra point, of course, the guy who's been so good all year long, that's Tyler Cowan. Teams are set. There's the good snap. Ball's down. The kick is up, and it's good. So just like that, Union grabs the lead. We are just 9:27 to go in this first period. Union 7 and Mustang nothing. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School Football, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Well, it didn't take long. Union here at Mustang goes two plays, 61 yards. And, of course, when A.J. Green goes 45 to 55 of that, it doesn't take long at all. And the Redskins now lead by a score of 7-0. On for the kickoff is Cooper Houchin. He's going to put the foot to it, and it's going to go deep and into the end zone once again. And Mustang will once again start at their own 20. All right, so I mentioned that Zach Reynolds is with us. He's going to be our sideline guy. And, Zach, it's not easy shoes to fill taking over for Doc Blevins, but I know you actually were with us 2 weeks ago when I was not here. Welcome to the broadcast. And, you know, I got to think that's a pretty excited sideline.
Yeah, it's very fired up. Something we kind of saw a little bit in the second half against Owosso where they have that positive. But as you mentioned, I mean, first lead of the season picking up, and you can tell it means a lot. Coach Fred already telling A.J. Green, hey, get ready. I'm going to need you a lot today.
All right. Thank you very much, Zach. You'll hear a lot from Zach here as we go through the season. First and 10 Mustang now at their own 20-yard line. Once again, they'll be brought up by their quarterback, Tristan Russell. Russell's going to hand to the inside. He looked like he was going to fake, but he handed to Devin Martin, and Martin just got stuffed. He might have gotten – no, he didn't get anything. He got through the 20-yard line, and he's going to go backwards a little bit right there. And Union defensively, of course, has played so well. Forsberg has just been everywhere, and he was in on that tackle once again. and it'll be second down and 10. Union will have three down linemen, two stand-ups. It's almost like the old Okie 52. Once again, there's the snap. The handoff was almost fumbled. It goes up the middle of the 25-27-yard line. That time it was done. He's going to get around the, that looks like 8 yards. We'll make it, well, he's going to get nine. We're going to call it third down and one, and quickly back to the line of scrimmage is Tristan Russell on the Mustang Broncos. Russell in the shotgun again. Now looks to the sideline. He's going to take his time here. Devin Martin, the 5'10", 190-pound senior, is behind him. Now he's back. Russell back in that shotgun. Martin moves to his right. There's the quick throw to the right, and that ball is caught at the 20-yard line, but going backwards is the receiver, who's now coming to the left side, has a little bit of room to the 25, 27, and got nothing. That's a really nice play by the Union defense. They pursued and pursued and pursued. That ball was completed to Jacoby Johnson. He's their leading receiver. But he only got back to about the 28. He actually lost a yard, and it'll be fourth down and two. And, Tom, that's good defensive play.
That was awesome. That was awesome. And like you just said, when he reversed his field, I thought, oh, he's going to lose 9 or 10. But he outran a bunch of them. But Union's defense did not quit running and ended up cutting him off before he got the first down.
Chance Johnson back to punt once again. He'll be standing around his own 15-yard line. Again, back for Union to field this is Blake Posey. He's a sophomore quarterback. Johnson at his 15-yard line. Three on the play clock. They're going to have to hurry or they're going to get a delay, and they were at zeros right there. The officials are not seeing it. That went about 3 seconds past, and you can hear the coaches to our left screaming that. The officials apparently paying no attention to the actual football game. That ball's going to bounce just inside the 25-yard line and then take a Union hop back to around the 30, and it'll be first and 10 right there, Redskins. And, Tom, I understand officials can't be on top of everything, but the big zeros on the play clock's a pretty good indication.
Yeah, that's usually a good sign. I believe the young man back for the punt, number 12, I think, I'm not sure how to pronounce his first name, but his last name's Boyd. He's a freshman they just brought up.
All right, we do have some number changes. We'll get into that here in a moment. Nothing here. With 7:23 to go in this first period, Union at their own 30. Handoff right side to A.J. Green, a friend. He's got room again, 30, 35 to the 38, 39-yard line. A.J. just running hard, pushes forward. He had a nice hole to get through to begin with. A lot of folks out there helping to make that final tackle. One of those was Corey and Hayden, but that's a gain of nine. It'll be second down and one, and you have to like the offensive line right about now.
It'll be interesting to see the play call that Coach Maddox makes right here with a second and one. Could be a play action going for the big one.
We'll see if they do. Second down and one, Union now at the 39-yard line, their own 39. Five receivers now coming in motion is Rovon Banks, Tempest in the shotgun. There's the snap. He's going to hand off. No, he's going to throw instead to Banks on the right side. Rovon makes the catch at the 40, 45. Rovon has the first down to the 47-yard line. And the tackle in there by a couple of different guys for Cale White was one of them, pardon me, for Mustang. But that's a gain of about nine, and it's going to be first down and 10. And I do like the fact, and, you know, Coach Fred said to me during the taping of one of the shows, our coaches shows, just got to get the best players out there. And Robon's one of those best players no matter where he is.
Yes, and I think they're doing a good job of that thus far.
First and 10 now for the Redskins at their own 48-yard line. 6:21 to go in this first period, 7-0 Union. Two receivers left side, double tight. Handoff is going to go right side. No, that's a fake handoff, and taking it off the left is Tempest. He gets across midfield down to the 46 of Mustang. That was a brilliant fake. He faked us up here and those folks down there in the red jerseys, too. Brotherton on the tackle, but that's a gain of 5.5. It'll be second down. We'll call it a long four.
You know, we were so used to watching Rovon and how fast, and no, Tempest is not as fast, but he's a whole lot faster than people
he
think.
He's sneaky fast.
Yes.
So we'll move the ball to around the 47-yard line of Mustang, we'll call it. Union going left to right. We'll have second down and around four right there. Tempest, quick snap, back to throw. Tosses it left side. That ball is caught right away. And Shea Dan made a really good catch, and I think that's going to get him the first down. It's going to push him just across the 40. The immediate tackle in there was by Carson Keene, but it's not going to be enough to stop the first down. Well, they actually said he went out of bounds at the 43. I'm not sure how they saw that, Tom.
No, I'm not.
It'll be third down and one. Union at the 43-yard line of the Mustangs. The Mustang Broncos. They need one more yard. Under center this time. Hand off Tempest, right side. That is A.J. Green. Bends it to the outside. A.J.'s got room again across the 40. Still on his feet. A.J. at the 35. Cuts back. A.J. still not down. He's at the 30-yard line. Refuses to go down. the 29-yard line where they finally drag him down. Kiefer Seiler's the guy who did. But A.J. Green, that bruising 14-yard run for another first down.
That would not only is he fast, but he makes you miss him, and he's so elusive.
And the good news, too, is when that guy starts to feel it, look out.
Yep.
And because obviously when he breaks, you're not going to catch him. 7-0 Union, 4:52 to go in this first period. Fast moving first period. First and 10 Redskins now at the 29-yard line of Mustang. Tempest will be under center this time, or at least he's walking up that way. Three receivers stack right side in the backfield behind him. Once again is Green. Fake to Green. He's going to hand the ball off left side. That's going to be a reverse. And that is Gage Arthur, who's down the left sideline to the 15 to the 20. There is a flag down. And that's going to probably be a block in the back on Union. And the guy walking away with the hands on hips is Rovon Banks. And it might not be Rovon, so don't write that into the books. I'm just saying he was closest.
He saw it.
That would have been out of bounds around the 20-yard line. And a very nice play there. But Gage Arthur is going to not have those stats to his credit when this game is over. The officials walking backwards but with no call. They'll put it at the 40-yard line. That will make it first and about 20 for the Redskins. They say it is a hold. 4:29 to go, first period, 7-0 Union. You know, quite honestly, Tom, first and 20 doesn't seem that bad right now.
No.
Tempest brings him up again. A.J. Green was set to his left. Three receivers stack right side, one to the left. That is Shea Dan far to the left. Rovon Banks, the inside guy. Bohannon, the outside guy here on this near side. Now there goes Banks in motion. Handoff goes to Rovon left side, has A.J. in front, 35. He's down to the 33, down to the 32. A nice 8-yard gain for Rovon Banks before he's pushed out of bounds. Wes Haddocks and Green over there as well. But that's still a really nice gain. They're going to give him more like 7. We'll mark it to 32 and say second down at about 13, Tom.
Yeah, I thought it was a little more than that, but I'm not over there on the sideline, so
they had a better view of it. You will hear us occasionally kind of hold up on Mustang's numbers. It's because they gave us two different rosters, and the numbers are completely different on both.
And another thing, that the black numbers are very hard to read on those jerseys sometimes.
Well, even if I can read them, I don't know who the kid is.
Yeah.
They're going to have a second down and about 12. Throw right side. That comes to Banks. Rovon has room. 30, 25. Rovon, 20. Rolls over a guy to the 15. Oh, my. Gage Bohannon was engaged in a block at around the 13-yard line. The guy he was blocking was Wes Haddocks, and Rovon ran them both over. That's a first down all the way to the 15-yard line. The Redskins gained 17, and with a 7-0 lead and 3:58 to go here in the first, they're threatening again.
And as of right now, kudos to Coach Maddox. He's using Rovon very, very well and very efficient.
First and 10 for the Redskins, now at the 15-yard line of Mustang. Union going from left to right. 7-0 they lead already. Double tight, two receivers left side, Green lined up next to Tempest. Tempest back, fires left side. Ball caught by Bohannon at the 10. He's going to get around a guy to the 5. He's still on his feet to the 2. Oh, what a nice play by Bohannon. He made a nice catch because the ball was high, and he broke the first tackle in there by Jacoby Johnson and jumped toward the end zone. They'll mark him around the 2, and it will be first and goal for the Redskins.
And that's not an easy throw for a right-hander to make. Roll, faking to the right, coming a little bit to the right, then throwing back across to the left.
They bring in the heavy package. Matthias Robeson will be in there. They're going to mark it right at the 2. First and goal, Union. Already leading 7-0. Robeson will line up in kind of a short fullback spot on the right side. A.J. Green is going to go to the left side and be flanked out. Rovon Banks will be behind him. There is a sideline warning against Union. So Coach Frederick is walking back the other way, just waving, hey, guys, back up just a little bit. I swear this side of the state will find any way to do something. Jared James is out there in a short slot as well. Pardon me disparaging where we are. I like this campus. I like this area. It's a beautiful little place. First and goal for the Redskins at the 2 now. Green goes in motion. It's a handoff to A.J. right side. He's got people out in front. A.J. at the 5. A.J. tiptoes and into the end zone for the touchdown. A.J. Green. Oh, wait a minute. Are they going to mark him out at the 1?
I can't see
A.J.
it.
Was tiptoeing and then stepped sideways, and I swear to you he got in the end zone. But they're going to say he was down. All right, Zach, you said you think he did. Did he step out or did he get in? What'd you see?
I think that he got that ball across the line personally when he was kind of tiptoeing into the spin. It was definitely a close call, but a hard one to make.
Thank you very much, Zach Reynolds, down on the field. All right. So it'll be second down and goal. Snap directly to Tempest. He's going to run to his right and be stacked up for a three-yard loss. Tempest was hit immediately, and a little bit of everybody got in there. Wes Haddix was one of the first guys there. Cale White was there. And now it'll be third down and goal from around the three. And Tom, with 3:20 to go in this first period, already leading 7-0. Now you think back to A.J.'s run and say, man, I'd like to have that one back.
Yes, absolutely.
They move it to the three. It's on the right hash mark. That's the near side hash mark. Union will come up with several guys in close, including Roberson. In the shotgun is Tempest, A.J. to his left. There goes motion. Going to hand off to A.J. Green, left side, and he's going to loop. Nope, A.J. got away. He got away at the 10. A.J. at the 5 and got into the end zone for the touchdown. How did he do that?
A.J. Not only
Green
that.
At the 7-yard line was bottled up by three or four Mustang defenders, pulled away from them, then outran everybody else to the corner.
And then got a block on about the 2-yard line from the quarterback, Tempest. That blocked
six.
The one guy that might have had a chance.
13-0 now Union on a fabulous play by A.J. Green. He has two touchdowns tonight. The Redskins trying to add to this with Cowan to make it a 14-0 game. So A.J. made up. Right there you can kind of tell, all right, I didn't get in the end zone.
Yeah.
On the second down play, I'm getting in this time.
I'm getting in.
Cowan approaches. There's the kick, and that's almost blocked. It was very low, but it went through. Mustang was close to knocking it down, but they did not. 2:49 to go in this first period. Now 14-0 Redskins. They'll kick it next on KRMG.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, like Prudential and Mutual of Omaha, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-589-5599. That's 800-589-5599. 800-589-5599. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is the home of Union High School football. 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
11 play, 69-yard drive, takes 4 minutes and 35 seconds. It's an A.J. Green touchdown, but it's so different than drive one that was 2 plays, 61 yards, and A.J. goes 45. Either way, it's 14-0 Redskins. Union has their first lead of the year after that first touchdown. Ball approached on the kickoff is going to go just a little bit short. This one's going to be returnable. Mustang at the 15 to the 20. Got some room. 25, still running. 25, 30. Outside, 35, 40, 45. Midfield, still on his feet, but knocked out around the 45-yard line. What a fantastic return by Jacoby Johnson. He's their leading receiver and one of their leading rushers. And he takes that ball from the 1-yard line all the way. I think they're going to mark it at around the 43 of the Union Redskins. You're looking at a 54-yard return right there by Jacoby Johnson, and it will set up Mustang first and 10. 2:35 to go, first period, 14-0 Union. Recording Tom Stockton, Zach Reynolds, and, of course, Richard Johns, the ever-present.
That's a sophomore, that Jacoby Johnson, and Fred said it's by far the best ball player.
He can run. Tristan Russell, the quarterback, brings him up in the shotgun. They'll have three receivers right side. Russell hands off left side, breaking free. 40-yard line down inside that 35-yard line. That was Dominic Dunn. He got slung, and I mean slung, out of bounds at the end of that play. And that, I think Micaiah Belt might be really kind of lucky that wasn't a penalty. They're going to give him four. We'll call it second and six. They'll mark the ball at the 39-yard line of Union. Russell quickly to the line of scrimmage again. Throws, fires to his left side. Ball caught around the 35 down inside that. That was Keegan Bass. Bass also got shoved out of bounds, and now the flags do come out. Bass got shoved all the way out of bounds into an equipment case, and the Mustang team came flying over, and the Union coach is doing a nice job of controlling that and sending them back. I don't necessarily blame Mustang for being upset about that one. I didn't really see, and Zach, it's right in front of you. Did he slip, or was he thrown over?
I didn't quite get a good angle on it, but it seemed like he was going down and maybe got a little bit of an assisted shove the rest of the way, but definitely some carnage down here with the equipment box.
Yeah, that's always scary when a guy runs into the equipment box. So the officials are still talking about this one. Mustangs Lee Blankenship, you've probably heard that last name before. Guy who played at Spiro, coached at Union Christian and Spiro as well, and Wilburton before coming here. It will be a personal foul against Union, so they're going to move this football down to, it should be around the 14 or so.
Looks like the 19.
No, actually they're going to put it to the 19. All right. So that's where they'll put the football, and it'll be first and 10. Mustang, they trail 14-0 here to Union. Beautiful evening here in Oklahoma. See that kind of red, pinkish sunset back to our west. Russell brings him back to the line of scrimmage. He's in the shotgun once again. He will fake to his right. Now he's going to run. He's being chased. Russell finally fires it out of bounds. And, I mean, nobody was over there. That should be grounding, but they may not call it. He was chased out by Bryce Ashlock and several others, including Forsberg. It'll be second and 10. And, Tom, I guess he got outside that tackle box and then fired it.
I guess. It looked like there was a holding in the backfield. And one of the Mustang guys was holding one
of
our guys.
And they actually didn't call it, yeah.
Yeah. That's what it looked like.
Did not see the penalty flag go down.
I didn't either.
And did not hear the whistle either. The penalty flag goes down. Now we're getting the indication. And they will mark it backwards just to take it back to the 30-yard line. And the last thing you want to get is this kind of a holdup, because you're really kind of firing on all cylinders right now. You don't want either side to get sloppy, because it will make you eventually sloppy too. So it'll be first down now at the 30. It's first and 20 for Mustang, trailing 14-0 with 2:11 to go first period. Tristan Russell will bring him back up to the line of scrimmage with Devin Martin as his single setback. Now Martin will go split. So they're five wide, and alone back there is Russell. Now here comes motion by Bass. Russell's going to fake and run straight up the middle himself, and he has a little room. He'll get around 4 yards right in the middle of that Union defense. Now there's more pushing and shoving, and yet another flag comes out. Gavin Kohler's right in the middle of that one, but also another Mustang player who's clapping wildly as he walks back to the huddle, and that was Nicholas Henson.
It's going to be against Union.
So he must be the second guy to get the shove in, and that's what you can't do. The second guy gets bitten by the snake, and the second guy gets the penalty. Always remember that.
I'm going to write that down.
You need help with any spelling?
Yeah, the snake part. Right.
So they're still talking about this. Kirk Frederick came out on the field to have a chat. They don't really want to do that, and they sent him back.
Oh.
Ball's still marked right now at the 27-yard line.
Offsetting, okay.
They did call offsetting. So that's why it will not move. We will just replay, or we will have the down again. So they did call offsetting penalties there, which really does make good sense. And it'll be second down and 18, despite the fact the down marker says third down. Russell once again in the shotgun. Rolls to his right. Union chasing. Russell's going to have to hurry. Fires downfield. That ball's caught at the 17-yard line, and almost getting away was Jacoby once again. Well, it's a nice, nice throw in there by Tristan, and then a really nice catch by Jacoby Johnson. He got it down to around the 17-yard line, making this a really kind of makeable third down and around 9 with a minute 30 to go in this first quarter.
They're still calling it fourth.
Trading. Well, yeah, they are. They should not have been. Trailing by a score of 14-0, they'll try for the field goal. The kick is up, and it looks like it's wide to the right, but it's not.
Nope.
That snuck through. That is a really nice kick by Chance Johnson. He just snuck it into the right upright, and so Mustang is on the board. A minute 12 to go in this first period. Union 14, Mustang set 3. We'll get back with the kickoff next on KRMG.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, like Prudential and Mutual of Omaha, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-589-5599. That's 800-589-5599. 800-589-5599. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Catch every moment of Union High School football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Welcome back to Mustang, Oklahoma. This is Western Oklahoma City, if you will. Union leading by a score of 14-3 over the Mustang Broncos. Rick Corey along with Tom Stockton, Zach Reynolds, and Richard Johns. The Broncos go on a six-play, 24-yard drive. Took them a minute 13. The field goal of 28 yards makes it 14-3. Set to kick off once again for Mustang. Brent Rogers is one of the guys that's going to kick off. This ball is going to go deep and into the end zone. Union will not have a chance to return it, which is too bad because Junior Smith and A.J. Green are back there. And I was just praying they kicked one to A.J. because if they do, the last thing they'll see is the back of his jersey.
Most of the teams that we've played this year, if they don't feel like they can kick it to the end zone, they short kick it to where somebody will field it on about the 20 or the 25, figuring that's better than kicking it back there to those two.
And they are exactly right about that. So it'll be first and 10 Union now at their own 20-yard line, leading 14-3 with 1:12 to go here in this first period. Everything has worked pretty well for Union offensively, but the run game has been spectacular. Tempest once again will be in the shotgun. It is A.J. Green set to his left. Tempest claps the hand, hands to A.J. left side. He dances forward. He doesn't have a lot of room, and he's going to go down right at the 20. A.J. probably tried to dance a little too much right there. And you can do that as long as it's little guys who are chasing you, but Christian Rowland was chasing him, and he's 260 pounds. So A.J. looks like he lost about a yard. We'll call it second and 11. All right, they gave him a half yard. I swear to you, I don't know what these guys are looking at, but I hope wherever they stopped for pregame was good. Second down, we'll call it 9.5 for the Redskins, leading by a score of 14-3. This should be the last play this first quarter with 30 seconds running down. Tempest is set. There's the snap. Fires middle of the field. Caught. That's across the 40-yard line or to the 35 and across that to the 37-yard line. And that was an absolute bullet to Marley Forsberg. Forsberg goes all the way to the 37-yard line. That's a nice gain of 17, and it's first and 10 Union. They did stop the clock to reset the chains as well, so they may get one more playoff. And boy, has he not. Marley Forsberg has just done everything.
Yes, he has.
He's playing defense, he's playing offensive tackle, he's playing tight end, cleaned the locker rooms up. I don't know if he's done that last part.
And Tempest is 5 of 5.
First and 10 for Tempest and the Redskins. Now their own 36, trying to add to their lead. 4 seconds on the game clock for the first quarter. There's the snap. Tempest is back, looking, firing left side. Ball's caught again. Shea Dan at the midfield mark. He'll go across that down to the 46-yard line of Mustang. And the half will end with Union on a roll. Redskins get another first down, but there is a flag out there. We'll see what that one is for. Final tackle in there made by Jacob Aragon. And that might bring it back. It also, if it brings it back, the penalty will end. You can't end the penalty or the quarter on an offensive penalty, but not a defensive penalty. Once lost two games in arena football that way. Penalty on the last two defensive plays 2 weeks in a row and lost back-to-back to Arizona and Jacksonville. Not that I remember.
No, not at all.
It's not a bad memory at all, said no one ever. Both those games on the road, too. Yeah, Richard Johns is sweating, and there's a reason for that. My stats guy is not working hard. He never does. It's not that. They have the heater turned on in the booth. And people are paying big money for saunas like this, Richard. I'm not sure why you're complaining.
I'm just glad he hasn't taken any.
Leave the clothes on, my friend, and we'll go from there.
No.
So they will run an untimed play, pardon me. They will make the ball or mark the ball back to the 25-yard line, where it'll be Union's second and 20 of the night. They overcame the first with a touchdown. Tempest once again, this time under center, double tied in. Tempest is going to turn, fake the handoff. Now he's back to throw. He's looking deep. Fires, and Shea Dan is completely out there open by himself, and he dropped it. Shea Dan had a difficult catch at the 25-yard line. He was being trailed out there, and he was so far open, it was really almost scary. It was Carsten Keene who was trailing him, but had a difficult catch. the first period. So Union will have a second down and 20 when we come back, but they lead 14-0. We're at the first period, Union and Mustang. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Seems like every game and app and service wants to charge you a fee. Monthly fee, usage fee, delivery fee. So how about a checking account that pays you, huh? Then remember this. You get paid.